This is EcoMoney on Money FM 89.3, where we bring you the latest in sustainable business trends. I'm Rachel Kelly. The sustainability revolution is arriving faster than many companies expected, and it's expanding to include a wider range of environmental and social issues. And global consultancy firm Bain says that similar to the digital revolution before it, the sustainability revolution changes everything. It's shifting profit pools, challenging historical high returns in some areas, while opening up billion-dollar opportunities in others. And Jerry Mateos, a partner at Bain Singapore, says that CEOs are making this a top priority.
CEOs that we talk around the world and in this region as well are actually thinking differently. They do believe that sustainability is still the hot topic in the agenda for boardrooms. And sustainability is the next digital that's coming through. We believe that time is ripe right now and has never been better to start thinking about the implications that sustainability has on businesses. And more specifically, to start rethinking on how to redesign products and go-to-market approaches with sustainability in mind. It's also a good time to reinvent operating strategies and think about operations globally. That could be either in how do we fulfill requirements, if you think about supply chains, but also how our factories, our production units are actually operating. It's also a good time to double down on partnerships and collaborations across the value chain. And for some of our biggest sustainability challenges, the only way to overcome them, if you think about, for example, waste management, reduction in plastics, and other aspects, the only way to overcome this is through deep collaborations and new types of partnerships.
And being more sustainable makes good business sense. According to reports, products marked as sustainable grew 5.6 times faster than regular products. And 73% of global consumers say they would change consumption habits to reduce the impact on the environment. According to a recent survey by Bain, 80% of CEOs recognize this and say sustainability is at the top three of their agenda. But on the flip side, only 4% of sustainability efforts are succeeding. So the question is, why are they failing? And what does success actually look like?
Why are they failing? It's because there is not the right structure. So what does the success look like? First of all, by embedding sustainability deep into our business. So it's not becoming our business strategy and the sustainability strategy, but sustainability is becoming an integrated part of our business and the products that we're offering. And that is the very first step that needs to take in order to be successful. The second one is to bring the right structure and the right resources around the effort to make it happen. Up to date, sustainability has been a little bit on the side. It's been a little bit of extra projects, extra effort happening on the side. What we do see successful companies that have been successful through the sustainability journey are the ones who put resources, dedicated resources, and a very specific structure to drive those projects with specific targets which are ambitious yet achievable. Then the third aspect is using digital in a way to bring the right insights. And leverage digital to make the right decisions for sustainability. And right now, of course, the application of digital across all parts of the business, the time is perfect. And then the fourth element, I would say, to make successful is to start from the consumer side and work your way backwards. So rather than going to think about our business on products and services, we need to think about how is the consumer changing. And for each sector of the economy, the consumer requirements when it comes to sustainability are changing differently, but they are changing significantly.
Going forward, Jerry Mathias, partner at Bain Singapore, adds that to aid businesses on their sustainability transformation journey, they need to look at data to understand consumer patterns, reduce waste, and streamline their business models. This has been EcoMoney on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly.